right of the paint. Zabawa knocked it loose. Turnover Wisconsin as Fears was able to save it. Now Booker to the front court for Michigan State. The Badgers guilty of their third turnover. 1 point lead for the Spartans with 9 minutes left in the half. Fears left of the circle. Fears off the Zapawa screen to the free throw line. Jumper away, short. Rebound Tanjay for Wisconsin. Lead feed to John Blackwell on the right side. Back to Tanjay, turns to Crowell. He snaps off a three. Missed it short from left of the circle. Rebound to Jaden Akins of Michigan State. And the Spartans will go into the half-court offense, leading 24-23 with 8:35 left in the half. Fears off screens from Booker and Zapawa. Right of the circle, feeds Booker, open three, left side, short. Rebound Blackwell for Wisconsin. There's John weaving to the front court for the Badgers. Left of the lane, takes it to the wing, and now we'll slow things down and go 5-on-5.
I like this. They just slow it down a little bit, get some ball movement, get some body movement.
There's Kamari McGee trying a three. Back rim no good. Long rebound, Frankie Fiddler of Michigan State. And it goes to Fears. Left of the lane, turns it back out to Fiddler. He'll try a three straight away. Back rim no good. Long rebound, run down by McGee of Wisconsin. Badgers still down one. 7:55 left in half. Here's McGee to the line of the lane. Pushed it up, missed, but a foul as McGee was sent to the floor. Free throws coming up when we come out of the media timeout. FS Envision Seed Corn and FS High Soy Soybeans are proud partners of Wisconsin Athletics. Get the seed you need from the people you trust. Contact your local FS Envision and High Soy retailer or visit fsseed.com to learn more. 7:53 left in the first half. Michigan State 24, Wisconsin 23. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
As a student in high school, every day starts to feel the same. If I'm not taking notes in history class, then I'm writing an essay in English. Each day falls into the same routine, but when I go to my career and technical education classes, nothing there is routine at all. There is something new each and every day, whether it's something new we're learning or an exciting project my teacher assigns. The nice thing about technical education is that it's all hands-on learning, which is different from most classes. It doesn't even feel like I'm going to school with how fun and creative the teachers can be. Our classrooms range from a broadcasting studio for radio TV communication students to a medical training room for the health science program. My teachers aren't just assigning busy work, but lifelong information that I can use after high school. My teachers teach with a purpose, to show the knowledge and experience needed for a certain career. Career in technical education isn't just teaching, it's guiding. It's mentoring young students who want to learn firsthand from their mentor and role model. Go to acteonline.org and search for Teach CTE. Be part of the investment. Teach CTE.
WRJN, Racine's home for local news and timeless hits, where Cindy Huber gets you through the workday every day from 9 a.m. till 2 p.m. What Cindy does is remarkable. She has just a walking encyclopedia of what this music has done, has stood for, and some of the trivia and facts behind the songs we play. And she's kind of funny and quirky, too. Listen Monday through Friday, 9 till 2, while you're on the job with Cindy Huber on WRJN.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The story of Madison lives in the Wisconsin State Journal. Subscribe today at madison.com/story. Before we move on, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. 10 for an ID. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
You're listening to WRJN and W260 CV Racine, W251 BU Kenosha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
7:53 left in the first half. Michigan State 24, Wisconsin 23. What do you got on this pace here, Butch?
Well, I got, but first of all, are you all right? I mean, that, you're talking a whole bunch because they're going back and forth. There's no time for anything. Now, part of that is pace is great. We know Michigan State wants to play fast. We know Wisconsin wants to play fast. I would love to see Wisconsin just a little bit. If you don't have it initially, now get into the ball screen offense, which you're into. Put some more pressure offensively on Michigan. Michigan State. I think there was a couple of too many quick triggers there offensively for Wisconsin. They're 2 of 10 from 3. All 10 of those threes I don't think are great. You know, there's probably three threes there where, like, just one more swing and see if you can get it. You could have got that shot later on.
McGee hits the first free throw. I might have to sub out. Have you done play-by-play before?
I can do it. Ball up and down the floor and miss shot.
Second free throw, no good. Spartans clear the rebound. It's really good, Brian. 7:45 left in the first half. Badgers and Spartans tied at 24. Marcus Ilver out on the floor for Wisconsin right now. Jackson Kohler throwing to Trey Holloman. He's out between the circles. Blackwell defends. A throw to Akins high on the right. Akins left-hand dribble top of the key. Feeds Holloman. Tries a three on the left side. That's an air ball. Caught weak side by Kohler on the reverse. That's too strong. No good. Nolan Winter the rebound for Wisconsin. Here comes Blackwell. Ahead to Tanjay right corner. Goes out to Blackwell. Turns to Nolan Winter at the top of the circle. 7:14 left in the half. Tied at 24. Ilver outside left. Goes off to McGee. Kamari rocks the dribble. Sends it to Winter. Wraps to Tanjay. 10 to shoot. Tanjay to the free throw line. Out to Ilver. Leaves it for Blackwell. 5 to shoot. Blackwell against Holloman. Spin move. Contested shot. Left of the lane. Good. Wow. Tough
what
shot.
A shot is right. Woo. My goodness.
26-24 Wisconsin. Holloman left wide open. Tries a three. And that's a brick wide right. It shoots out to Cohen Carr. Gives off to Jaden Akins. Badgers up by 2. And here's Akins, a 18-footer straight on. That's off the rim, no good. Body's tangled up. They'll get Carr, I think, on the foul as he got hooked up with Tanjay and Cohen Carr with his foul, his second foul, I should say.
Because they're Wisconsin to the free throw line, too.
Yes,
John
they
Tanjay.
Are. Yep. 18 fouls on Michigan State. And John Tanjay, who averages about 6.5 free throw attempts per game, will be at the line for a 1-1. Tanjay was 7 points. He had 13 against Washington. He didn't need to be great. In the game, the Badgers dominated. He still gets those runs where the Badgers really established control. He hits the first free throw, and it's 27-24 Wisconsin.
Yeah, if you're Wisconsin right now, you're up 3, possibly up 4. But you're doing everything you need to. Michigan State, they're 5 of 13 from 3. You can live with that. Mm-hmm. I just, even though the score only says you're up 4, the way that this game has gone, it feels like Wisconsin is, let's say the word dominated, but they've controlled it, right?
We'll see a little 1-3-1, it looks like, from Wisconsin right now. Both free throws are good. 28-24 Wisconsin. Jeremy Fears throwing to Holloman. At the point of that, by the way, is Janicki. Here's a couple of shot fakes from Fears. Goes inside to Kohler. Kohler at the left block. Gets doubled. They wrap it to Fears. Feeds Fiddler. Baseline left, and he gets fouled by Tanjay before the shot. And that's going to be the first on John Tanjay. And only the third on Wisconsin. 28-24, the Badgers. 6:23 left in the first half. Jeremy Fears, baseline left, will inbound. Looking, throws it into Holloman, and a foul is called. They're going to get Cooper there with an illegal screen. So team control, non-shooting. Now it's Tom Izzo's turn to be upset again.
Oh, and he is. Yeah, there's no turns there. He is. There's no question about that one.
Badgers up 4, back on offense. 6:20 left in the first half. Blackwell, left side of the front court. John will give off to Gilmore, left of the circle. Flips to Tanjay. John, left of the lane, muscles his way into the paint. Impossible shot, no chance in traffic. It comes down to Kohler. Here's Fears on the push. Fans it out to Holloman. He'll gather, tries a three, right side, and it spins out, no good. Blackwell the rebound for Wisconsin. Blackwell throwing a winner. Quick pass, Tanjay on the left side. He'll feed Blackwell up top, 5:50 left in the half, 4-point lead Wisconsin. Nolan Winter pivoting high on the left. He'll throw to Gilmore, top of the circle. Gilmore will let it fly for 3, and it glanced off the rim, no good. Frankie Fiddler, the rebound for Michigan State. And here comes Fears throwing to Fiddler, blows off the left wing, and a whistle and a foul called. They'll get Janicki out there just a little tardy, they say. With 5:34 left in the first half.
That last three by Wisconsin, by Carter Gilmore. One more swing, get back into the flow of the offense. Because Carter can get that shot whenever he wants. Mm-hmm. It also is one of those where it was his defender helped off because there was a cut to the rim. And
Badgers will be subbing here. The scoreboard, by the way, is showing 29-24. They put another point on there about 30 seconds ago. I think it's 28-24, but whatever. Here's Fears inbounding to Fiddler on the left side. Feeds Jackson Kohler. Outside right, and now getting tangled up with Fears was Kamari McGee. McGee is called for the foul.
Wisconsin's fifth foul.
.529 left in the half.
But still, Wisconsin defensively, there have been bodies in the paint the entire first half here.
Yes. Jeremy Fears sets the table for Michigan State. Throws to Akins. Inside to Kohler. Single coverage Gilmore. Skip it off right side to Fears. Baseline right. 15-footer. And that clips the rim. No good. Rebound to Wisconsin. And here comes Jack Janicki. Feeding Stephen Crow out high. Hands off to Blackwell. Tries a three. And it's off the back of the rim. No good. Rebound Frankie Fiddler. With 5 minutes left in that, Badgers up four. Here's Fears left of the lane. Throws it up. And it's tied up by Carter Gilmore. And that's two on Gilly.
We talked a lot about the pace at which Michigan State wants, right? The long three, now all of a sudden Fears gets that ball and he just puts his head down and goes, puts pressure at the rim. That's where they have their success. We say it time and time again, but.
So what score are you trusting, by the way? They still have a 29-24 Wisconsin on the board. We'll take the point.
Sure, we'll take the
until
point.
Until it's corrected, we'll go with that. First free throw is good for Fears. And now Nolan Winter will come in for Carter Gilmore. Make it 29-25, the Badgers, with 5 minutes left in the half. There's Jeremy Fears getting back in there this season. Played a dozen games last year, and then at a gathering in his hometown of Joliet, Illinois, he was shot in the leg. And he has made the recovery and back in there for Michigan State. Missed the second free throw. And now here's Kamari McGee on the right side. Throws it out the crowd. 4-point lead for the Badgers. 4:48 left in the half. Blackwell driving right lane line. Cut off by Jackson Kohler. Right back out front. Here's Janicki with 10 to shoot. Janicki feeds Winter. Puts it on the deck and he gets fouled. That was Kohler who got him and he knew it.
And the foul was there. Now he touched him with the hands. That beats it, and it is fixed. 28-25. They just take a point off the board, which is amazing here.
Yeah, I knew I should have trusted my judgment there. It was only up there for like 5 minutes.
Correct.
Who's ever in charge of that person, fire him.
No question.
28-25, Wisconsin. We're pretty sure of that. First free throw is good for Nolan Winter. Now it's 29-25, Wisconsin. He was just thinking ahead of the ahead of the game here with 4:37, we're pretty sure. Left in the first half, second free throw is good for Winter. And the Badgers lead by five.
1-3-1 zone here for Wisconsin again.
Fears throwing to Fiddler outside left. Feeds Fears on the right side in the paint. Lobs to Carson Cooper who sends it down. Slam dunk for Cooper.
That's where they got a little spread there.
30-27, Wisconsin, 4:15 left till halftime. Crow right of the wheel for the Badgers, throws a Jack Janicki, left-hand dribble top of the arc, needs Winter, moves it up to Blackwell, curls off the left wing, leaves it for Janicki to the free throw line, out to Winter for three, left side, no good, followed his own miss, left block, shot fake, and he walked with the ball first, turnover Wisconsin. The Badgers just throwing a lot of blanks from the three-point line here so far. But as we hit the under four media timeout, Wisconsin is up by three. Badger fans, today's game is brought to you by the official products of Wisconsin Athletics, Brew Pub, Lots of Matzo Pizza, Old Dutch Chips, and Pepsi. 3:59 left in the first half. Wisconsin 30, Michigan State 27. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
Monastery Farm sausage is made with all natural ingredients and packed with protein. It's a great way to start the day, have for lunch or dinner, or for snacking in between. Our all-natural sausage, dry-aged bacon, and fully cooked meatballs heat up fast and easy on the stovetop or in an air fryer, or even on a tailgate grill. Jones has been making breakfast and lunch and dinner better since 1889, and we're a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Go Badgers!
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
Hey, Badger fans, the Wisconsin Pork Association reminds you to support a pig farmer by purchasing pork all year long. Visit WPPA.org for recipes and information. The Badgers just 2 of 13 from the three-point line. However, with 3:59 left in the half, it's Wisconsin 30, Michigan State 27.
And as much as we've talked about offense with both these teams, Michigan State's one of their last 10. Wisconsin's one of their last 7 from the floor.
Also talking about two good defensive teams,
exactly,
right?
Yeah, there we go, yes. I think part of it is, though, you know, when you do go up against a team that is good on the defensive end, sometimes you force a couple of shots. I also think part of this is the atmosphere. Understand, like, hey, we want to go. Like, Michigan State's going to run, so it's forced Wisconsin to take some bad shots. Then Michigan State, they haven't necessarily got the looks they've wanted. They've missed a couple of good ones. So it's kind of the flow of this game right now. Got off to a quick start, slowed down a little bit. Wisconsin's still up 3. And the reason they're up 3 is you look at points in the paint. Wisconsin 14-4.
Wow, how about that?
14-4. Yeah. So they've dominated on the offensive end, but I'm most impressed with only 4 points in the paint for Michigan State.
Fast break point 7-6 in favor of Michigan State. Spartans very good on average at getting fast break points, about 17 a game this season. 5 of the floor for Wisconsin: McGee, Blackwell, Tanjay, Winter, and Crow. Cooper, Fiddler, Akins, Fears, and Zapawa out there for the Spartans.
Not that we say this a bunch.
I'm sorry.
But the last 4 minutes of this half seem really crucial.
Yes. Nope, I would agree. Here's Jeremy Fears, sets the floor, throws to Akins. Outside left with Kamari McGee on him. A bounce for Jackson Kohler. Starting to back down on Winter. A little dig from Tanjay. Kohler turns baseline. Now backs left block, fades, flips, and missed it short. Rebound. Tanjay flying in there for the board. Keeping those feet in bounds.
You can live with that shot. Yep. I mean, if you're Wisconsin, you can live with that.
Tanjay throwing to Nolan Winter, high on the right. He'll give it up to Blackwell. Quick pass to Crow, left of the circle. 3.5 left in the half. Badgers up 30-27. McGee, high on the left. Slips a pass to Crow. Out to Winter for 3. Right of the circle. Off the rim, no good. The rebound to Carson Cooper. Outlet to Fears. Races to the front court. Fears right elbow. Takes a right line extended. Into Kohler, low on the left. And all in one motion. He'll catch and flips it up and in.
That last offensive possession for Wisconsin was so good. Just, it didn't make the shot, but they took their time and was good. Can they do it again?
1-point lead for the Badgers. 3 minutes left in the half. Crow backing on Cooper. Left block. Left shoulder turn. Up right hand. Back rim, no. Rebound Kohler.
And they're letting them play in the post both ways.
There's Fiddler on the left side throwing to Jackson Kohler. Gives it up to Fears out at the top of the circle. Fears left lane line. Darts it out to Kohler. 3 shot right corner off the rim. No good. Nolan Winter the rebound. And here comes Blackwell with 2:37 left in the half. 30-29 Wisconsin. Winter throws to Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay gives off to Crow. A pass quickly to Kamari McGee. He'll let it fly for 3. It's a round and out. No good. Rebound Jackson Kohler. Ahead now to Fiddler to the front corner of the left side. Feeds Fears between the circles. The Badgers are 2 of 15 from the arc here in the first half, but lead by a point. 2:12 left in the half. Fears a bounce for Akins. He'll grab it in front of McGee. Now retreats between the arcs. Shot clock is at 10. Off the Cooper screen. Weaving is Akins right of the lane. Out the Kohler, refeeds Akins for 3, right side, good again. That's his 4th 3 of the half. 32-30, Michigan State, 1:52 left of the break. Nolan Winter outside left for Wisconsin.
Throwing to Kamari McGee, loops it into Crowell, left of the lane. Crowell against Cooper, single coverage out the winter. Nolan high on the left. Now Tanjay for three, right side. That's off the rim, no good. Carson Cooper the rebound. A minute and a half left in the half, 32-30. Michigan State leads Wisconsin. The Badgers continue to fire blanks from long range, and a timeout taken by Tom Izzo with 1:25 to play and 20 on the shot clock. We'll keep it here. Michigan State 32, Wisconsin 30.
Talked about that last 3:30, whatever was left when they came back for the media timeout. Right now, Michigan State 5, Wisconsin 0.
Yep.
And 1:25 left. That just, it feels like it's still a really important part of this. You still have it, Michigan State. They called a timeout. Now, can you get the stop to Wisconsin here?
The Badgers have missed their last 8 shots in 10 of their last 11. So taking the use it or lose it 30 with 1 minute and 25 seconds left in the first half. 32-30, Michigan State.
Yeah, Wisconsin, one of their last 11, haven't scored in the last 3 minutes and 12 seconds. I think part of it is I've looked over at you a couple of times. Is that the best 3 we can get?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. My answer is no. Now we can ask Coach after the game if he agrees with that or not. But I think a couple of those threes that they've taken, a couple more swings, you can always get that three later on.
Well, particularly, you're thinking of the pain points that Wisconsin has, too, at 14. Here's Jeremy Fears as we play on. Fears, left-hand hip-high dribble between the circles. Shot clock is at 10. Fears now with Marcus Ilver on him. A throw to Kohler. Left corner three on the way is off the rim. No good. Tipped up. Fears. No good. Rebound. Blackwell for Wisconsin. And here comes John with 1:05 left in the half. Blackwell feeds McGee right corner. Fiddler is defending. McGee in the lane. Twisting up. Missed. Rebound. Tipped in by Blackwell. Wow, what a play by John Blackwell. And the ball gets away a bit. Play is stopped. Tied at 32 with 54 and a half seconds left in the first half.
Called delay game there.
It looked like John tipped it after the tip-in was good. He then tipped the ball again, so a delay of game warning.
Two big tips there. One goes, you know, Wisconsin's way. They both go Wisconsin's way, but Michigan State has one that could have went in that doesn't, and John does go in.
50 seconds left in the half, tied at 32. Trey Holloman, outside left for Michigan State, takes a dribble top of the circle. Bounces to Jaden Akins, who's hit 4 threes in the first half. He's going to try another one. Right side, off the rim, no good. McGee, the rebound for Wisconsin. McGee, Winter, Crowell, Blackwell, and Tanjay out there. 30 to play, 24 to shoot. Greg Gard has the timeout if he wants it. Badgers and Spartans tied at 32. Gard clapping his hands here. Wants a little bit of motion as he moves to his right. And now we'll take the timeout with 19.9 seconds left in the half and 13 to shoot.
Yeah, and I'm yelling hold it at that point because you've got a 6-second difference in the shot clock and game clock. Michigan State's still going to get the ball at some point. But you don't need to rush it by any means. Then, obviously, with the timeout, Greg calls that. Now they'll get the set that they want to get. But just an important tied ball game. You were, you know, we talked about that 3-minute stretch. Well, now it's 5-5. Like, you've done what you needed to do.
In fact, the Badgers on the road against a team the caliber of Michigan State, and Wisconsin has missed 14 of its 16 shots from the 3-point line. And the game is tied with 19.9 seconds left in the half.
Again, it goes back to me, it's the points in the paint, 16-6. I mean, there's your difference right there. And it's been the physicality of Wisconsin continuing to attack off a dribble drive. So, like I said, some of those threes that they've taken, I don't think have been ideal. You could turn down that three and get to the paint.
Badgers come out with Crowell and Winter, Tanjay, Blackwell, and McGee. Spartans have Zapawa, Kohler, Fears, Akins, and Holloman. Front court sideline right, Tanjay will inbound. As Akins sags off of Tanjay, and he'll get it inbounds to Blackwell. Jeremy Fears defends. Shot clock at 10. Blackwell between the circles. Moving in the lane, turns, shooting. Contested shot is good. 10 seconds left in the half. Badgers up 2. Up the floor is Fears. Down to 7 seconds. Fears high on the right. Feeds Kohler. Turns to Akins with 3. With 2. Contested 3. Akins off the rim. No good. And the Badgers will have a 2-point lead going into the locker room in East Lansing.
John Blackwell with a tough J in the lane and 8 points for the Michigan native as we are halfway through here at the Breslin Center. Wisconsin basketball brought to you by Rail Transport, offering exceptional transportation services, truck driving jobs, CDL training, and so much more across Wisconsin. Learn more at rail.jobs. At the half, Wisconsin 34, Michigan State 32. We're back with a halftime report presented by Culver's in 1 minute. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Celebrate your special day with a custom cake from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Whether it's an elegant tiered wedding cake or a playful personalized birthday treat, each creation is made to order, baked with love, and crafted from the freshest, finest ingredients. Let Main Street Bakery bring a touch of sweetness to your celebration. Call 262-770-4111 today. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Local news and timeless hits on WRJN. Don Rosen in the morning. He's got local news for you, updates on the weather every few minutes, and now Paul Harvey with the rest of the story at 7:25 every weekday morning. Don Rosen also features the timeless hits with our local news, weather, sports, and more. Every morning, 6 until 9 o'clock, start your day and hear conversations from your friends, neighbors, people you know. It's all right here on WRJN. Local news and timeless hits.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
John Tanjay with 9 first half points. John Blackwell with 8. Stephen Crow had 7 early ones to get Wisconsin started. Jaden Akins, who had 4 threes in a December game against Nebraska, is 4 of 8 from 3 in the first half here. He paces the Spartans with 14 points. At the half, Wisconsin 34, Michigan State 32. Coming up, our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. We'll hear from Greg Steensma in a couple of minutes. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
At U.S. Bank, when they say they're in it with you, they mean it. Not just for the good stuff, the grand openings and celebrations, although those are pretty great, but for all the hard work it took to get there, the fine-tuning of goals, the managing of cash and workflows and decision-making. They're in to help you through all of it, because together they're proving day in and day out that there is nothing as powerful as the power of us. Visit usbank.com to get started today. Equal housing lender, member FDIC, copyright 2024, U.S. Bank.
Hey, Badger fans, Tony Drake with Drake & Associates, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. How do you prepare for the big game? You strategize, right? Well, retirement is your ultimate big game. And without a solid plan, it's like stepping onto the court without practice. But here's the game changer. Claim your retirement-ready toolkit for free from Drake & Associates. Just text Bucky to 262-600-2782. That's Bucky to 262-600-2782. Our retirement ready roadmap is your playbook for financial success. Let's slam dunk your retirement goals together, because at Drake and Associates, we're your winning strategy for a financial game plan.
Drake and Associates is an independent investment advisory firm that offers different investment vehicles. All insurance products are backed by the issuing insurance company. This commercial is provided for informational purposes only.
It takes hard work to be the best in the game. Planning, commitment, resilience, sweat. That's why Old Dominion Freight Line, the number one national LTL carrier for quality, works hard to be the best in the game and is proud to support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
Looking for a fan favorite at your tailgate? Pork has you covered. Not only is it nutritious and delicious, but pork's got that flavor that your family expects. Firing up the grill? Try chops, brats, and ribs. Making appetizers or finger foods? Add bacon, ground, or shredded pork. Visit WPPA.org for recipe inspiration and to learn where you can source local pork. Wisconsin Pork Association is proud to support the Badgers and our farmers all year round. And you should too. Brought to you by Wisconsin's Pig Farmers.
An elegant, intimate experience in fine dining is right here at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge features choice cuts of Angus beef and fresh seafood,
prepared to perfection over an open flame grill, complemented by an extensive selection of fine wines and signature martinis. A passion for detail in exceptional dining. The Copper Oak Steakhouse and Lounge at Ho-Chunk Gaming, Wisconsin Dells. Open Thursday through Sunday. Call and make your reservations today.
This copyrighted broadcast is an exclusive presentation of Learfield under the broadcasting rights granted by the University of Wisconsin. Reuse of this presentation is prohibited without the expressed written consent of the university and Learfield. Announcers are provided by Learfield and approved by the university.
Time for today's halftime conversation as we go back to an early season chat with Director of Player Development, Greg Steensma. As a Badger, he knew all about the importance of doing the little things. And that carried him to a professional career, including 4 years in the NBA. The world's greatest players focus on the tiniest of details, as Steamer tells us.
Even going back to like playing with Kevin Garnett, one of the first few days of training camp, like we were kind of doing some pick and roll stuff, and he moved my foot maybe 3 inches. And I kind of looked at him like, oh, like, yeah, all right, like, sure, I can try it that way. And not thinking it was going to be that much of a difference, but whether it was the actual movement of the foot or the mindset, just the level of the attention to detail that guys do at that level, you know, it's nothing different. They're not doing things differently than we are, even at the high school and up levels. It's just they do the details in such a high level. You know, limiting mistakes, repetition over and over. All the down screens I said for Ray Allen coming off, like, you know, I thought he was going to make it every time. And he, for the most part, he did. And so there's not a whole lot of game-altering new technique or something. It's just they're really, really good at the details, and they've done it over and over and over so that it's just second nature to them.
We'll have more of our halftime conversation presented by American Family Insurance as halftime coverage continues. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
In Wisconsin's Supreme Court election, your family's safety is on the line. Just ask retired Wisconsin police officer Mike Walter.
As a police officer trying to put away violent criminals, you deal with two kinds of prosecutors. Guys like Brad Schimmel, who gave big plea deals to rapists, domestic abusers, and even a man caught with child pornography. And someone like Susan Crawford, who made sure rapists, murderers, and abusers were behind bars so victims could get justice.
That's Susan Crawford, the former prosecutor who took violent criminals off our streets and the judge who kept them in jail. Take it from a cop.
When I walk in a courtroom, I want Judge Susan Crawford, and now we need her on the Supreme Court.
The truth is, extreme Brad Schimmel won't keep Wisconsin families safe. We need Susan Crawford, the common sense judge. Paid for by Susan Crawford for Wisconsin. CrawfordForWI.com.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way, you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Hey Badger fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brew Pub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brew Pub lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brew Pub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
We continue with our halftime conversation as we hear more from Director of Player Development, Greg Steensma. That early season chat, he talked about the importance of being a star in your role, and the Badgers have a roster full of guys who are doing just that, and it's enabled this team to win 22 games so far this season.
I don't want to sound like the old guy, like, well, back when I played, like, and I wasn't necessarily the greatest at it, but I saw my teammates doing these things. I know that was the focus from coaches that I heard over and over throughout the years. And I was just always, I've always felt fortunate to be around a bunch of good players on good teams. Like, I never felt like I did anything special to do the things to be a part of winning teams and cultures and stuff, but I just, you got to have those in-between guys, like the glue guys and the stuff that doesn't always show up on stat sheets, the good screeners and getting guys open and, you know, a block shot here and there and being a star within your role. That was a big thing that I learned from Dwayne Casey when I was with Toronto with the Raptors, of whatever that role is, it could be limited at times, but if your job is to go out there and get 2 rebounds and you get 3 or 4, you better come back, you're high-fiving like you just scored 40 points.
That's Badgers Director of Player Development, Greg Steensma. And that is our halftime conversation. We'll take a look at some of the first half stats presented by Ho-Chunk Gaming in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not to Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill. Celebrate responsibly. 2024 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Let's have brats for dinner.
Whoa, maybe not.
Hi, this is Fritz Usinger. Your home freezer can begin to suck moisture and flavor out of improperly packaged food products within a matter of days. That's why at Usinger's, we flash freeze our brats and then vacuum seal them to lock in flavor and seal out air. Just put them in your freezer, and when you're ready for a Usinger brat, drop the package in a bowl of water, and in 15 minutes, they're ready to grill. Remember, if it has an elf on the label, you've got quality on your table.
Badgers are born brave. They're not afraid to face a tough opponent or take on the impossible. At UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, our team of doctors take on cancer with that same Badger stamina. Where others step back, we step up, researching, treating, and defeating even the most complex cancers, making us the only NCI-designated comprehensive cancer center in the state. So now, from stadium to hospital, you can count on Wisconsin and UW Health to fight and win. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
Wisconsin leads Michigan State at the half, 34-32. Let's check out some of the first half stats brought to you by Ho-Chunk Gaming. Wisconsin's 12 of 32 for the field, 37.5%, just 2 of 16 from the arc, or 10 of 16 inside the arc, want to put it that way, and 8 out of 10 at the free throw line. Badgers have been getting there more frequently than Michigan State through the first 20 minutes. The Spartans, 31.5% for the field, 12 of 38, 6 of 19 from deep, 4 out of 8 for Jaden Akins alone, 2 out of 4 at the free throw line. Spartans a plus 5 on the glass, second chance points, 6-4 in favor of Michigan State. Paint points, 18-6 in favor of Wisconsin. Fast break points, 7-6 to Michigan State. 9 assists for the Spartans, 3 for the Badgers. Both teams guilty of 4 first half turnovers. John Tanjay with 9 points. Jaden Akins with 14, pacing their respective teams here so far today. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. At the half, Wisconsin 34, Michigan State 32. This is the halftime report brought to you by Culver's. The second half is coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
Teachers are dynamic leaders shaping a new generation. They bring a variety of perspectives from diverse backgrounds, innovating how they teach to prepare students for our fast-changing world. They're skilled experts, discovering a universe of solutions, telling stories, inspiring, mentoring, connecting cultures, leading by example. Teaching is a journey that shapes lives. Are you ready? Explore teaching at teach.org, supported by the U.S. Department of Education and 1 million teachers of color.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Two highly ranked teams, two teams that sort of at or near the top of the Big Ten in terms of record and also in terms of their offensive and defensive efficiency numbers. A lot of stuff matches up here, so it, I guess, stands to reason. It's a two-point game at the half, but 34-32 was
close. Yeah, and then realistically, there's two things that don't follow that. Jace Richardson played 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Wisconsin, 2 of 16 from three. So what one of those two things is going to change? Obviously, Richardson's going to play. How does he impact the game after only playing 5 minutes? And then does Wisconsin make some threes?
Yeah.
I think that those are the outliers. Other than that, everything's kind of been a little bit. I also think points in the paint, Wisconsin 18-6 has been a big part of this. But I look at that as being the second half, who's going to win this game. Is it going to be the play of Jace Richardson coming in after only playing five, or is Wisconsin going to knock down some threes? I'm going to put this out there, though. This feels like this is a buzzer beater type game. It just, I'm throwing this out there, and I said it a little earlier in the week, but this, to me, to win a Big Ten championship, you need to have some luck.
Yeah,
Michigan State had theirs. Michigan had theirs the following week. Where's Wisconsin's?
It's time.
It's
been a while.
Put that thing out there. Yeah. All right. It's out there. So when it happens, we can come back to this, all right?
And if it doesn't, we'll forget
about it. Well, we forget about it. Yeah. See, you don't worry about that. You know, but when it
happens. You're just checking us out, Jace Richardson, with a limited minutes because he had the two early fouls. Wisconsin was 2 of 16 from the three-point line in the first half. Badgers get the first possession of the second. We'll move to our left, and we're underway. 34-32 Wisconsin at the Breslin Center in East Lansing, Michigan. Kamari McGee throws it into Stephen Crowell, finds the cutter. Blackwell low on the right. The layup is good. And the Badgers get early second half points. Fears busting up the floor. Feeds Aikens left side. Back out to Fears high on the left. 36-32 Wisconsin. Opening minute of the second half. Counting the dribble is Fears outside left. Glides to the top of the circle. Surveys the floor. Feeds Aikens off the right wing. And the lane scoops it up left hand. Rolls off no good. Put back yes from Jackson Kohler.
Back easy buckets for both teams.
36-34 Wisconsin. 40 seconds gone by second half. Crowell high on the right. Kills the dribble right of the circle. He'll throw it to Winter. Refeeds Crowell right point. Bounce pass Tanjay against Aikens. Jumper away. Baseline right. Back rim no. Rebound Shimon Zipawa of Michigan State. And here come the Spartans. Zipawa high on the right. Feeds Jace Richardson to the right side. Richardson against Kamari McGee. Richardson takes it to the right wing. Bounce pass to Zipawa. Low on the right. Up around Winter and Crowell. And the first points for Shimon Zipawa. We're tied at 36. A minute 15 gone. Second half. Winter throwing to Tanjay. Tanjay flips to Crowell. High on the left. The pass to Blackwell. Throws off the left wing. Leaves it for Winter. Refeeds Blackwell at the left point. Looped it into Crowell, left of the lane. Zipawa single coverage, backing his Crowell. Out to Blackwell for three, left side. Off the rim, no good. The rebound to Jace Richardson. And the cold shooting from distance continuing for the Badgers. Now just 2 of 17 from the arc. Kohler throwing to Aikens. Close to the line, the floater in the lane. Front rim, no. Tanjay grabs a rebound for Wisconsin. Outlet Blackwell, right side front court. Blackwell to the line, down the lane, to the rim. And he got tied up by Zipawa and knocks the shot out of bounds. Zipawa just walling up there, and the Badgers will keep it with 23 to shoot. 18:08 to play, tied at 36.
This game's going to get physical here, too. I mean, it has been already, but watch. I mean, it just is. You can just feel it.
Inbounds pass, McGee, baseline left, lifted into Crowell, high on the left. He'll throw it to Winter, wraps to McGee on the right side. McGee off the Winter screen, launching a three. It's off the rim, no good. And the rebound is Zipawa of Michigan State. Fears up the floor, feeds Richardson, open three, right side, good. Richardson's second three of the game, 39-36 Michigan State. 2:15 gone by second half. Nolan Winter feeds Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay takes it off the wing in the lane. Kick out Crowell. Bounce pass McGee. Left corner. Shot fake. Flying by Richardson. McGee left side missed it. No good. He's almost automatic from there and can't get it to drop. Richardson the rebound. Fears. Front court right of the circle. 2:40 gone by, second half, 39-36 Michigan State. Fears right lane, line to the lane, one pump, two pumps. Goes up, swatted away by Tanjay, grabbed by Winter. Here comes Blackwell up the floor for Wisconsin. Blackwell right lane, line into Crowell, low on the left, goes up, missed it, inside, and the rebound is Apawa and Michigan State. Here comes Fears, he'll push for Michigan State. Left side, Akins, left corner, three, spins out, no good. Kohler, the offensive rebound, finds Akins, cutting up, missed, but a foul on Stephen Crowell of Wisconsin.
Wisconsin right now has to match it, Matt. It really is. I felt that first half Wisconsin played a really good, half of basketball. We're almost 3 minutes. Well, we are 3 minutes into this half. Right now, the energy, the intensity, it's shading a little bit Michigan State.
Yeah,
here.
It is. Yep. Jaden Akins felt that a little bit. Gathering himself as he'll be stepping to the free throw line. The foul on Crowell is his first. Akins shoots two. He's 85% from the free throw line. We're 3:05 into the second half. Spartans up three. First free throw for Akins is no good. And now Cooper and Fiddler will come in for the Spartans. Gilmore in for Crowell. Janicki in for McGee. Well, it's a tough day shooting from the three-point line for Wisconsin. Kamari McGee, that left corner, that is close to automatic.
Exactly.
And he missed one a moment ago. Akins missing the free throw. The Spartans 2 out of 5 at the line so far. Second free throw is good. This 4-point lead, the longest of the day here for Michigan State. Cohen Carr will come in for Akins. 16:55 remaining, 40-36. Michigan State leads Wisconsin. And here's John Blackwell throwing to Carter Gilmore. Goes off to Janicki. A pass for Winter sends to Tanjay on the left side. Back up top for Gilmore. Turns it high on the right for Blackwell. Sends to Winter for three, left of the circle, and he splashed it. Nolan Winter with 7, Badgers within 1.
And that 3's coming off a ball movement. That's the difference.
Owen Carr, left side, a pass went going for the steal was Winter. Cooper gathers, now Fiddler in the lane. Reverse layup will go in. Pretty move, Frankie Fiddler, 42-39 Michigan State. 16:15 remaining. Here's Tanjay on the right side. Tanjay dribbles to the free throw line, retreats, feeds Gilmore, flips to Blackwell on the left side. Blackwell off the left wing to the line, down the lane, swoops to the rim. Layup is good for Blackwell. He has 12. 42-41, the Spartans. 4 minutes gone, second half. Fiddler throws to Richardson on the right side as Janicki defends. Richardson.
Here's a side pick and roll. That's exactly, yep.
And Cooper setting it. Richardson at the top. And an inside feed for Cooper is deflected out of bounds by Nolan Winter. We have our under 16 media timeout. U.S. Bank is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Together, there's nothing as powerful as the power of us. U.S. Bank, equal housing lender, member FDIC. 15:46 remaining. Michigan State 42, Wisconsin 41. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring registered nurses with a starting pay of $41 per hour to provide essential health care to those in our care. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
When the cold settles in, warm up with a bowl of homemade goodness from Main Street Bakery in downtown Racine. Try their rich and hearty chicken and dumpling, creamy spinach artichoke, bold cowboy stew, or classic chili. All made fresh and served in a warm bread bowl or on the side. Pair it with fresh pastry or hot coffee and make your day a little cozier. It's the perfect comfort food for chilly days. Follow Main Street Bakery on social media for all the daily specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Main Street Bakery, where every creation is crafted with care.
Wildlife around the globe needs help. And when you help protect them, you become a friend of the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance. A real friend. The kind of friend you want to thank. And not just with a card or a text, but with a song.
Thank you for being a friend.
Travel down the road and back again.
Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant.
Thank you for being a friend.
friends at the San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance, thank you for helping protect wildlife around the globe. Without you, there's no them. Learn more at sdzwa.org/friend.
Thank you for being a friend.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation reminds you to always drive sober. Zero in Wisconsin. Together we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. 15:46 remaining. Michigan State 42, Wisconsin 41.
And overall, you look at kind of what Wisconsin continues to do well. It's get to the paint. I mean, yes, you saw Nolan Winter knock down that last three, but they've continued to get to the paint. They've been, you know, continuing to attack in that moment. I think that's, again, it's amazing that they're only down by one with the way they're shooting the ball from three, 3 of 20.
22-12, Wisconsin has the edge in points in the paint. 15 on the shot clock, Michigan State ball, Jeremy Fears. Baseline right, looped it inbounds to Carson Cooper and hands it back to Fears. He's against John Blackwell. Fears puts it on the deck, got around Tanjay, goes to the rim and tried to dunk it. It's knocked away by Gilmore. He just ate it up. Oh, what a play by Carter Gilmore. And Carter with the ball now between the circles, throwing to Blackwell off a Winter screen, a collision. Fears goes to the floor, and Blackwell felt that. He is down and a little shaken up right now. Looks like he may have taken it to the side of the head. There, John Blackwell, he gets up, appears to be okay.
That defensive performance there by Carter Gilmore on that last block was phenomenal.
A terrific play. Foul on Fears, his first. Inbounds pass to Blackwell. Fears out, by the way. Here's Blackwell, drives the lane, splits two defenders, goes up, gets fouled. Yeah, I guess John's okay. He'll go to the free throw line.
Well, what happened on that play was a ball screen, and John comes off. There is no hedge. Normally, you see Michigan State's bigs hedge a little bit more there. There was none of that. It allowed John to turn that corner, and we turned that corner. He's so quick at getting down that lane line that gave him the opportunity to make the play and get to the free throw line.
Carson Cooper called for the foul. First free throw for Blackwell is good, an 80% free throw shooter. Spartans have Cooper along with Cohen Carr, Jace Richardson, Frankie Fiddler, and Trey Holloman. The Badgers with Gilmore, Winter, Blackwell, Tanjay, and Janicki as Blackwell hits both free throws. And as I said, Michigan's lineup, Jackson Kohler will come back in.
One of the things we talked about was getting to the free throw line.
Yes.
Wisconsin's gotten their 12. Michigan State's only got their 6.
And Michigan State 3 out of 6. The Badgers 10 out of 12. Wisconsin leads 43-42. 15-15 remaining. Here's Frankie Fiddler right of the lane, throwing to Jackson Kohler at the top of the circle. Kohler picks up the dribble, feeds Fiddler at the top. Spinning against Nolan Winter, out to Richardson. Richardson against Janicki, 8 to shoot, step back 3. Richardson got it and 1. Janicki with the foul. 4-point opportunity for Jace Richardson. His 3rd 3 of the game. And Janicki's first foul. Spartans lead 45-43.
It's a tough match. It's a tough guard, all the above. Knowing tendencies, knowing that Rich is going to go dribble, step back, you can't foul jump shoot. It seems in these games of this magnitude, there's been one of those Maryland, like, where you can't foul jump shooters.
Got away with it as the free throw is missed, and Tanjay up the floor for Wisconsin. Badgers down 2, 14:53 remaining. Blackwell throwing a Winter, turns it to Jack Janicki at the top, flips to Gilmore, fakes the 3. Gilly puts it on the deck, left of the lane, goes up off a pump fake, missed it inside. Rebound, Kohler, knocked away Gilmore. Now Winter gets it to Gilly, feeds Blackwell for 3, left side. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound tip from Winter to Gilmore, and he puts it up and in. And we're tied at 45. Here's Holloman throwing to Richardson on the right side. Off the Kohler screen. Richardson inside feet. Kohler low on the right. Missed it inside. Rebound loose. Bodies on the floor. Knocked out of bounds. Last touch by Blackwell of Wisconsin.
You're going to say bodies on the floor a lot more the rest of this 14-20 as well. I told you the physicality of it was going to continue to increase.
Yeah,
and we're seeing that more and more and more. You just has this feel.
You've seen this movie. You've lived this movie.
Yes.
Crowell and McGee in, Winter and Blackwell out. Tied at 45, 14 minutes and 20 seconds to play. Jaden Akins checking back in for the Spartans, in for Jace Richardson. 19 on the shot clock for the Spartans. Holloman inbounds to Kohler. Dribbles across the free throw line. Hands off to Akins. High on the left. Gives to Fiddler. Fiddler left-hand dribble. Spinning inside the right elbow. Jumper. Missed it short. Rebound. Gilmore for Wisconsin. Outlet left side to Tanjay with 14:05 to play. Tied at 45. Tanjay feeds Gilmore right of the circle. Passes to McGee. Kamari off the right wing in the lane. Goes to the rim. Up left hand. No good. And the rebound to Frankie Fiddler. Ahead to Trey Holloman. Lead feed on the left side for Cohen Carr. Finds Fiddler. 4-3. Left side. Good. In rhythm, Frankie Fiddler. 17.5% from three coming into the game. But he was much better than that at Omaha. And looked pretty good on that flip. 48-45 Michigan State. 13:35 remaining. Here's Tanjay for three, right side. Front rim, no good. Holloman the rebound. Spartans up three. Fiddler on the left side. Throwing to Kohler at the top. Leaves it for Trey Holloman. He's off to Jaden Akins. Akins out between the circles, out to Carr, off the left wing. Pivots, kicks it, Fiddler, takes the three, dribbles off the left wing in the lane. Throws up a tough shot and got it. Frankie Fiddler with seven in the second half. 50-45, Michigan State. 13:05 remaining. McGee goes into Crowell, backing on Kohler. Left block, up, right hand, good. Much needed bucket for Crowell.
Much needed, but it went to the post, right? They were struggling. What do you do? Throw it in the post, play out of the post. That's what Wisconsin decided to do there. Good choice.
50-47, Michigan State. 12:48 remaining. Here's Fiddler again to the left elbow. Kicks it back out to Trey Holloman. The foul line extended. Bounce pass to Jackson Kohler. Posting on Gilmore. Low on the left, a double from Crowell. And Kohler needs help, and this pass deflected to the backcourt by Janicki. Holloman trying to run it down. It goes out of bounds. It'll belong to Michigan State with 3.9 on the shot clock. Blackwell will come back in. Marcus Silver as well.
And it's going to stay at 3-9 now. Coach Izzo's trying to say there was a controlled tap to try to reset the shot clock. That's what he's trying to argue for right now, but it's not going to get it. There was no way Jack had that as a controlled tap.
You just can't
have a controlled tap.
Nope. Smart play, just tip it.
Yeah.
Nothing else, tip it backcourt. 3.9 on the shot clock. Akins inbounding to Holloman. He'll catch with momentum moving forward across half court. Driving right of the lane, goes up in traffic, and he scores. Oh, my. Too easy. It's 52-47, Michigan State, 12:20 remaining. McGee goes into Crowell, right of the lane. Crowell against Jackson Kohler. Crowell backing out to Ilver for three, right of the circle. It is off the rim and in. Oh, a huge three for Marcus Ilver and the Wisconsin Badgers. 52-50.
Big time shot.
12 minutes to play, 52-50 Michigan State. Trey Holloman up high, goes off to Richardson, outside left against Blackwell. Kohler the screen, Richardson to the line. Pivots in the lane, contested shot, good. Jace Richardson with 11, 54-50 Michigan State, 11:40 remaining. Blackwell throwing it over, another three left of the circle, not this time. Rebound Jackson Kohler in Michigan State. And here comes Trey Holloman in a hurry, right lane line, kicks it out. Richardson stepped on the sideline. And a break for Wisconsin. We have the under 12 media timeout. Horsepower to amplify your willpower. Capability to kickstart your courage. They're standard in built Ford Tough Ford trucks and adventure-ready Ford SUVs. Visit your Wisconsin Ford store today. 11:28 remaining. Michigan State 54, Wisconsin 50. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Need reliable waste and recycling services? Choose LRS. Driven by service and dedicated to sustainability, we're your partner in efficient waste management. Need more? We also offer convenient dumpster rentals and clean portable restrooms for any event or project. Trust LRS for all your waste needs. Visit LRSRecycles.com to sign up for service. That's LRSRecycles.com.
You wanted to be cool, which led you to smoking, which led to a pack a day. Then you met that special someone, which led to starting a life with them, which led to wanting to live longer, which led to quitting. Then you heard you may be at risk for lung cancer, which led you to getting a low-dose CT scan. If you smoked, get scanned. Talk to your doctor and learn more at savedbythescan.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Craving fresh, flavorful signature subs or chef salads? Lee's Deli has just what you need. You'll find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, Taylor Mart on Taylor Avenue, and now Cristiano Supermarket at 2054 Kearney Avenue. Or visit the shop on Washington Avenue and enjoy a hot sandwich that's fit for a king. Hot ham and cheese, Reuben, meatball sub, and more. Why settle for ordinary when you can have extraordinary? Lee's Deli, for over 50 years, serving Racine one meal at a time.
I used to smoke. I thought of cigarettes as my best friend.
They were always there for me when I needed a break.
I also thought cigarettes were my best friend, and then they gave me peripheral artery disease.
I smoked and had a stroke. Actually, multiple strokes.
I smoked and have heart disease.
Here's my tip. If cigarettes are your friend, you need a better friend.
You can quit. For free help, call 1-800-QUIT-NOW. A message from the CDC.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Menards is a proud sponsor of Wisconsin Athletics and reminds everyone to save big money on all your home improvement needs at Menards. 11 minutes and 28 seconds remaining. Michigan State 54, Wisconsin 50. Been tight most of the way. Badgers early on led by 9. That didn't last long. Michigan State moments ago led by 5. But I feel like it's a little angst right here.
There is a little bit. And I think you look at Michigan State, we've talked points in the paint a lot this game. Second half, 12-8. All right, so they put more pressure on the rim themselves, get some second chance opportunities. A lot of that's coming off of the pick and roll. Excuse me. Wisconsin's allowing Michigan State to turn that corner.
Yep.
So